Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is KSLP Radio. This is DJ Stevie P. And this is the season premiere of my new show, My Turn to Speak. Thank you for that, dear. Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and give the call-in number, and then I'll introduce myself. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you want to talk to me. And we have 1 hour and 58 minutes left of the show. Don't know how. That didn't last 2 minutes, but anyway. As you may know, I did my last show back in September, late September. And I thought I wasn't going to do another show, but then I thought, you know, some people obviously want it, so I'm going to do it. Now, this only happens once a year where I can actually say this. It is currently 1:30 a.m. or 1:31 a.m. in the East and in the Central time zones. Same time, 1:31 a.m. It is 12:30 here in the Mountain Time Zone, and it is 11:30 Halloween night over in the Pacific Time Zone. So, welcome to the holiday season to those of you in the East, Central, and Mountain Time Zones, and happy Halloween to those of you in the Pacific Time Zone and further west. My name is DJ Stevie P, and this is my show. Now, I'll give that call-in number again, 347-850-1572. I'm coming to you live from beautiful 39-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. We have about 26 days before our mountain opens up. We have 2 days before the general election here in Sun Valley, and that's where I'm going to start tonight. I'll dab into it a little bit, and then I'll come to it back to it later on in the show. As you may or may not know, I am running for city council here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And I tell you, it is a very hard thing to do. To get people to see your way, to see your opinion, to vote for you, well, it's almost virtually impossible, especially if you're like myself and you have no money. My opponents have lived here for years, they've established themselves, I'm not making excuses, I'm just stating fact here, okay? That's what I'm going to do, is state fact. Okay, so you have my four opponents. You have Bob Youngman, who's a retired scientist. You have who worked at the Los Alamos nuclear facility in New Mexico. I mean, so he's a smart man. he's a very smart man, obviously. You have Niels Ribbe, who's the current city councilman running for re-election. You have Dave Bravado, who is a retired architect, and then you have someone, now I saw one report where he's 71, another said he's 74, I don't know how old he is, but he's in his 70s, but his name is Milt Adam, he's also running for city council. Now there's two seats up, and there's five of us, And as my friend Saul, who may or may not be listening, but probably will hear the replay, shout out to you, Saul, out there in Kansas. But she saw the video, which is still online, by the way, and anybody can access this video of the, you can call it a debate, it's a forum, whatever. She said, "Oh, you look like such a baby compared to those old men." Now, I'm not calling my opponents old men. I'm calling them experienced people with plenty of experience. However, the problem with Sun Valley is this, okay? You have people that have been coming here since the 1950s, okay? Which means they're pretty damn old. Okay, that's just a reality. They're pretty damn old. Okay, so soon they're going to be dying off. Okay, Sun Valley has not updated itself in decades. They have not, besides Sun Valley Company, they have not added anything. There are no national chain restaurants around here. Everything is a mom and pop shop, which means they're allowed to charge outrageous prices. There's nothing to do after 10 o'clock at night, okay? Most young people, I'm 31 years old, okay? Most people between the ages of 15 and 50 want to have something to do at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes you can't sleep, you want to do something, whether it's play video games or, you know, shoot air hockey or, you know, swing some, you know, at some balls in a batting cage, something, an indoor batting cage, whatever it is. Sun Valley has not allowed itself to come into the 21st century and to allow itself the opportunity to grow and prosper in a correct way. That's why I'm running. That's one of the reasons that I'm running. Okay. With that being said, we will be right back. I'm going to take a little break. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to do this throughout the night. Those of you that have listened to my show know that I play songs. And the reason why is because sometimes I can't talk for 2 hours. So you play songs, you take a little break, and bam. So anyway, and I'm going to start with a classic from the Bengals, because here it is winter. It's not fall. It is winter. So enjoy this song from the Bengals from the 1988 movie. Oh, what was the name of that movie? Anyway, here's the Bengals with Hazy Shade of Winter. This is DJ Stevie P with Blog Talk Radio, and my turn to speak, and I will be back in just a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and I was just checking my listenership, and currently have nobody listening. So, for those of you out there, wake your ass up! Sorry, I just had to say that. All right, that was Rupert Holmes with the Pina Colada song called Escape. That came off the 1979 Billboard's Top Hits album. That was also in a recent Taco Bell ad this year. And that was for my friends back in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, if you may or may not know, I went on a little vacation. It was kind of a working vacation a couple of weeks back. And so shout out to those that saw me at the Country Cabin on 1401 Dunn Avenue in Jacksonville. Shout out to Jennifer and Angela for showing up. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, we're going to turn our attention to football real quick. College football to be exact. And everybody knows or should know this theme. Here and That, of course, is the Florida Gator fight team. And, of course, they play that after every touchdown. So they play that a lot today because Georgia plays Gator, and Gator is routed Georgia 41-7. So, Okay. My point is that I've got friends from, I got Georgia Bulldog friends on Facebook, okay? And they all kept saying all week, oh, Georgia's going to kick some tail. We're going to have some gator tail. And it's like, no. So I would post a comment saying that, you know, come Saturday, which did happen, the Florida Gators were going to send those mutts from Athens, Georgia, back home whimpering and with their tail between their legs. And guess what happened? With a 41-17 rout, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. The Gators more than likely will remain number one in both the AP and the BCS polls. Now, number two, Alabama, was off. They have a big showdown next week. I'll get to that a little bit later. But Texas, number three, Texas, rolled over number 14, Oklahoma State, 41-14. Number four, Iowa. Now, I watched part of this game, and this game was on ESPN. And at one point, Indiana was winning. But the problem was the refs made some very bad calls that went Iowa's way, not Indiana's way, and should be investigated for needing to get glasses, which that referee crew should have got glasses because they screwed up several calls. But number four, Iowa, rolled over Indiana 42-24. The upset of the day, one of the upsets of the day, is number 10, Oregon, who, if you remember, started the season playing those crappy Boise State Broncos and losing, and then losing one of their star players for the year after he got into a fight with Boise State players and caused a big ruckus the first game of the season. Well, anyway, they've won every game since. And their biggest game that they've won now is against USC. So, number 10, Oregon, who's now 5-0 in the Pac-10, 7-1 overall, upsetted number 5 ranked USC 47-20. USC is now 6-2, 3-2 in the Pac-10. So, there you go on that. Now, we have number 6, TCU. That's Texas Christian University, for those of you that don't know. They rolled over UNLV 41-0. Number 7, the crappy Boise State, who is undefeated. But their teams that they're playing, they're like kindergarten teams. They're playing everybody in the WAC, which they're in the WAC, which, if you don't know, I say the WAC stands for the Worthless Athletic Conference. I say you ought to put the Georgia Bulldogs in that conference, too. Roof, roof. Anyway, number 7, Boise State beat San Jose State 45-7. Oh, big woo. The only decent team that Boise State has played this year was Oregon. All right, number 8, Cincinnati, rolled over Syracuse 28-7. Number 9, LSU, beat Tulane 42-0. Another one of my teams, Georgia Tech, number 11 in the country, beat Vandy in a points fest, 56-31. Number 12, Penn State survived Northwestern 34-13. You have number 16, Utah beating Wyoming. Yeah, there's a shocker. 22-10. Both of those are in the Mountain West Conference. Ooh, whoopee. You have number 17, Ohio State, yawn, over New Mexico State, 45-0. You have number 18, Houston, rolled over Southern Mississippi. Now, that would have been a good game to watch. That final, both of these teams are in the Conference USA. Southern Miss is now 5-4. Houston, 18th ranked Houston, is 7-1. Houston won 50-43, scored 93 points in that game. Amazing. Okay, you had number 19, Miami, squeaking past Wake Forest, 28-27. Another upset, you had Tennessee, which I don't like, beating South Carolina 31-13. South Carolina was ranked 22. They will fall out of the rankings. And I believe with that win, that gives the Florida Gators, my Florida Gators, the SEC East title, which means you can prepare for them to be in a showdown on December 5th, I believe it is, in Atlanta, probably against Alabama. And then, of course, the winner of that game will probably end up going to the national championship game, which this year is being played out in Pasadena, California. Anyway, back to the scores. Number 23, Notre Dame, beat Washington State 40-14. You have number 24, California, also the Pac-10. They sweep by Arizona State 23-21. And then another shocker upset, Auburn, who is 6-3 this year, and that's in the 3-3 in the SEC West. They beat number 25, Ole Miss, 33-20, which means Ole Miss will also drop out of the rankings. And then back from Thursday, you have North Carolina beat number 13, Virginia Tech, 20-17, so Virginia Tech will drop in the rankings. Top three should stay the same. It should still be Florida. Texas might move up to number two. They will not get number one spot. Gators dominated Georgia. Every SEC team is good, even those that suck. Better than any other conference in the country. I put, now, with the exception of Georgia Tech beating Vandy, but Georgia Tech's ACC. I put ACC number two in the country as far as conferences go. Anyway, we're going to go back to the switchboard. We're going to look, and we have an hour and 34 minutes left. The number is 347-850-1572. Call in if you want. If you don't, piss on you. Doesn't matter to me. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and play another song, or another couple of songs. And let's just say this is a new song. Came out this year to the movie that I just saw the other night, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. This is Miranda Cosgrove with Raining Sunshine here on KSLP, Blog Talk Radio. My Turn to Speak is the name of the show. And this is DJ's TVP. So please enjoy this song and maybe a couple more after. Here's Miranda Cosgrove with Raining Sunshine.
Before you
Okay, we are back. It is now 1 a.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, 1 a.m. in the Central Time Zone, and 2 a.m. in the East Coast Time Zone. Welcome to Daylight Standard Time to those of you in the East Coast, and welcome to Daylight Standard Time to those of you in the Central Time Zone. For those of you in the Pacific and Mountain Time Zones, we're still on Daylight Savings Time. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and play another song, and that was Miranda Cosgrove with Raining Sunshine. Now we're going to hear from Katrina the Waves with Walking on Sunshine here on KSLP. Blog Talk Radio, and the name of the show is My Turn to Speak. Here's Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine, a 1985 favorite that was also in the movie The Secret of My Success, starring Michael J. Fox.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine. This is DJ Stevie P here on My Turn to Speak, here on KSLP, my version of Blog Talk Radio. We're now going to switch over to the NFL scores, to those of nobody that's listening, but I'm still going to fill my 2 hours, so there you go. If you have a problem, piss on you. Okay. Week 8. Now, before I get to NFL, in my description, you probably saw that I did not cover the MLB. To me, the season is over. I do not care about the Yankees. I cannot stand the New York Yankees. They suck. I do not like them. I do not care about the Philadelphia Phillies. They won it last year. Any other team would have been acceptable. If absolutely any other team would be acceptable in the World Series. So, I'm boycotting it. I refuse to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. I'm rooting for the umps. I hope they make tons and tons and tons of bad calls, enough that screw up both teams. So, I'll give that call-in number again, even though nobody's listening. Go figure. But it's 347-850-1572. And we're going to go to the schedules for the NFL for tomorrow. These are the 1 o'clock games on both CBS and Fox. Houston at Buffalo, Cleveland at Chicago, Seattle at Dallas, St. Louis at Detroit, Denver at Baltimore, San Francisco at Indy, Miami at New York, and New York Giants at Philadelphia. Those are the 1 o'clock games tomorrow. The 4:05 games feature Jacksonville at Tennessee, Oakland at San Diego, Carolina at Arizona, and probably the biggest game of the year, absolutely biggest game of the year so far, features Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings traveling to Lambeau Field to play the Green Bay Packers. And the fact that Brett Favre spent so much time in Green Bay, this is like a homecoming for him. Wonder how the fans will respond, and I wonder how he'll play. I'm not making any predictions on that game. That's going to be a tight one. The byes, by the way, Monday, November 2nd, you have Atlanta at New Orleans. That's the ESPN 8:30 game, 8:30 East Coast time. All the times that I mentioned above are East Coast times. So, I'll give that number again. It's area code 347-850-1572. Now that we've covered both the NFL and the NCAA football, we're going to take another break, play another song. We'll come back. We'll talk about basketball and hockey, which I don't really care for, but since there's no other sport besides basketball, football, and hockey right now, because, like I said earlier, my season of baseball is over. So I don't care about the Yankees and Phillies. I don't care who wins. I don't want to know who wins, you know. Anyway, we're going to get back to playing a song. I'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to play a couple of songs, actually. But the first one's going to be Cruisin' by Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow from the movie Duets. Please enjoy.
Baby, let's cruise. Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And
not a one night stand.
Cruising. I think that it's time that I should just let you go. So I'll tell it to your face instead of tell it to you on the phone. You see, I thought that you were special, baby, something unique. But lately I've come to find that you're not really interested in my heart or mine. That's alright.
Okay, we're back, and turns out I've got three people actually listening to my show. Wow. So whoever you are, thank you. If you want to call in and say hello this morning, first day of November, call-in number is 347-850-1572. Look forward to hearing from you this morning. I know it's early in some parts and late in some parts, and in the middle in other parts. So we're going to switch over to the basketball and listen to the basketball. Not listen to the basketball, excuse me. We're going to give the scores for the basketball games from today. You have the Wizards over the Nets, 123-104. Cavaliers over the Bobcats, 90-79. You had the 76ers over the Knicks in overtime, 141-127. You had the Rockets over the Trailblazers, 111-107. You had the Bucks over the Pistons, 96-85. You've had the Spurs over the Kings, 113-94. And you had the Clippers over the Mavericks, the Mavericks over the Clippers, 93-84. So, those are your NBA scores. We're going to go ahead and switch over to the NHL. Cover those scores. Okay. You had the Bruins over the Oilers, 2-0. You had the Flyers over the Hurricanes, 6-1. You had the Atlanta Thrashers over the Senators, 3-1. You had you had the Devils over the Lightning in a shootout, 2-1. You had the Canadiens over the Maple Leafs in a shootout, 5-4. You had the Islanders over the Sabres, 5-0. You had the Penguins over the Wild. No, the Wild beat the Penguins, 2-1. You had the Panthers over the Blues, 4-0. That's Florida Panthers. You had the Predators over the Stars, 4-2. Coyotes over the Ducks, 3-2. And the Red Wings over the Flames, 3-1. So those are your scores from the NBA and NHL. And we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to divulge a little bit more into the Sun Valley City Council race. I'm going to give people out there an offer if they want to get a copy of that paper, how they can get one. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to another song. I got so many songs on here, it's not funny. So, let's find a good song, and let's see here. Alright, here's one we haven't played. This is Hard to Say I'm Sorry. This is the As Yet version, the David Foster remix, which has Peter Cetera in it. So, please enjoy this, and we'll be back in a few minutes. That call-in number again, for those that want to call in, 347-850-1572. I'm looking forward to that first caller here on the season premiere of My Turn to Speak on KSLP Blog Talk Radio, and this is your host, DJ Stevie P. Please enjoy Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
From each other.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to divulge a little bit more into that Sun Valley City Council race. And if you want to talk to me, it's 347-850-1572. We have 59 minutes left of the show. And last Wednesday in the local paper here, they published questions and answers from the Sun Valley City Council candidates. Now, when I was on vacation, I was actually on a working vacation, as I've said. What happened was, while I was there, I received emails and phone calls about answering questions for the paper and then for another group, which very cowardly decided not to publish their findings because it wasn't the will of the people. Anyway, these are the questions, and I'm going to read these one at a time and give you my answer and to the question. First question says, do you think that the city is doing enough to promote the development of affordable housing in Sun Valley? Why or why not? Okay, my answer to that was not the city itself, but just the Sun Valley Company. I'm one of the lucky ones to have a dorm room by myself. I'm thankful every day for being in such a beautiful place. More people in the lower and middle classes should be able to do the same. Okay. Question two, would you encourage a merger of Sun Valley and Ketchum Emergency Services if it saved money? Why or why not? My answer to that was not until the city of Ketchum solves its own budget problems, then and only then it should be considered. As long as most of the cost goes to Ketchum because it has more residents and should incur more of the cost. Question three. What is the most pressing short-term issue facing Sun Valley, and how would you go about facing it? My answer to that was to get people having a more enjoyable experience. I work alongside very professional front desk clerks and management here at Sun Valley, but we all get asked about what's to do, and the fact is it's a ghost town after 10 p.m. To give businesses credits for being open past 10 p.m. Question four. What is the most pressing long-term issue facing Sun Valley, and how would you go about facing it? Okay. My answer to number four was the airport and who will choose where it will be. I strongly believe that Sun Valley should have two representatives on the airport advisory board, one from Sun Valley and one from Sun Valley Company, as we have the most to lose from this issue. And question five says, should the city use public funds to support nonprofit organizations in the Wood River Valley like the YMCA and Sun Valley Ketchum Chamber and Visitors Bureau? My answer to question number five was yes, with an exclamation point. First, the chamber provides the advertisement and promotion of those looking for a vacation choice, which in turn provides revenue to the city, which should then in turn provide funding for a safe place for our community's kids to go after school or on a cold winter day. Those are my answers. Okay, when we come back, I will give one of my opponent's answers, various, to the questions, and let you be a judge for yourself who you believe is qualified to be on the city council here in Sun Valley, Idaho. In the meantime, we're going to play a couple more songs. I'll give that call-in number again here on Blog Talk Radio. This is KSLP. The name of the show is called My Turn to Speak, and if you want it to be your turn to speak, just call me and I'll put you on the air. So, and any discussion is up for grabs. It doesn't matter. I'm not biased, and I don't discriminate because of somebody having an idiotic point of view, kind of like me. But this is my show, so there you go. Anyway, back to the music. This is Sky Sweetum with Tangled Up in Me on Blog Talk Radio, KSLP. And the show is called My Turn to Speak. So here's Sky Sweetum with Tangled Up in Me.
You want to know more about me? I'm the girl who's kicking the Coke machine. I'm the one that's honking at you, 'cause I left late again. Hey, 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 'cause you see I want you by the way I push you away. Yeah, don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today. Tangled up in me. You wanna know more about me? Gotta know reverse psychology. I'm the reason why you can't get to sleep. I'm the girl you never get, just quite what you see. Hey, the way I push you away, yeah. Don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today. Make the words up with the action. Deal with all for your reaction, yeah. Hey, hey, get tangled up in me.
Okay, we're back, and I got some breaking news for you on the sports front. The University of Florida Athletics Gator Ticket Office has just released SEC Football Championship game ordering information. The University of Florida Gator football team has just qualified for the 2009 SEC Championship game in Atlanta, with today's win against the University of Georgia and a loss by the University of South Carolina. Okay, so if you want ticket information, I think you just have to, if you're on Facebook, just type in University of Florida Athletics. And I think more information will probably come out on Monday. Again, congratulations to the Gators. We're hoping for another national championship, third and fourth in 4 years. So even if Tebow doesn't win the Heisman, that's okay. To win another national championship will be grossome. Yes, you heard it first. I said the word grossome, which is a combination of the word... Ooh, that's not it. Sorry. It's a combination of the word great and awesome. So, anyway, switching back to the Sun Valley City Council race. Now, question one, I gave you my answers. Now, this is one of my opponents now. Do you think the city is doing enough to promote the development of affordable housing in Sun Valley? Why or why not? One of my opponents, 74-year-old Milt Adams, who I think is a little bit ornery, says, Sun Valley provides housing supplement assistance to some of its employees. Sun Valley Company provides housing and transportation for its employees. There's significant affordable rental and ownership housing available in Sun Valley, Ketchum, Haley, and Bellevue. These cities are within acceptable commuting distances from points throughout the Wood River Valley. Yeah, okay, whatever. Bob Youngman, 53-year-old retired scientist. That's the one that worked at Los Alamos. Anyway, he says yes, and I also agree with the priority being given to first responder and critical to safety employees. The city is currently pursuing numerous paths to provide such housing in cost-effective and efficient ways. Okay, the city councilman, Niels Ribby, says, the focus of workforce housing in Sun Valley should be provided on a minimum level of housing for critical emergency service workers to be located in the city. This can and should be accomplished through the private and public partnerships and cooperative arrangements. And then, of course, my other opponent, who's 68, the retired, or the architect, he goes, the city and community as a whole must become more creative in areas of affordable housing. We should explore developing projects without a parking component where residents are using public transportation, not burdened with automobile expenses. And the developer can use more of the property for residential construction. Okay. If you want to get in on this conversation, the phone number is 347-850-1572. We have 46 minutes left. And we're going to play another song. And this is how I'm feeling about Tuesday during the election. So we're going to play a couple of songs about how I feel about the election on Tuesday. And this is the first. This is from, I believe it's 1995, Mary Chapin Carpenter. The name of the album was Come On, Come On. And so this is I Feel Lucky here on My Turn to Speak. This is DJ Stevie P, KSLP Radio, and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Please enjoy I Feel Lucky.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Saying, girl, you better get back home.
But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Yeah.
No tropical depression's gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today.
waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. Oh, love the story. It's simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Feel lucky today.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties with that song, so we'll try to get that song on in a little bit here on Blog Talk Radio. We got 41 minutes left, and let's see here. We're going to play another song in the meantime. So I was going to save this song for the end, but we're not. We're going to go ahead and play it now. Because sometimes in life, it's not about getting there. It's not about crossing the finish line. It's about the climb to the finish line. And the finish line is this Tuesday for me in this election. And whether I win or lose, It's been a hell of a road, and it's been a hell of a journey so far. So this is a song. Some of you may know it. If you want, sing along with it. The number here is 347-850-1572, and this is "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus. Here on My Turn to Speak, KSLP Radio.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm
Okay, we are back, and I just checked my statistics, and it looks like there's about 9 people listening to this show right now, which I thank all 9 of you for listening. If you would like to call in, there's 36 minutes left of this show. The guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. This is my turn to speak, and if you want to speak, please feel free to call in, and I'll put you on the air. So, that song is so true. That song is very true. It's not about how fast you get there, and it's not about what's waiting on the other side. It's the journey of getting to that finish line. And I tell you, this journey has been amazing. Whether I win or lose this election on Tuesday, I know what I stand for. And I feel strong in my convictions for running for office. I'm just one person, but I don't want to see Sun Valley, such a beautiful town. I do not want to see it go down the drain. And that's what's going to happen if these old fogies that are currently in office that want to keep things the way they are, don't want to do anything for the younger people, people my age and younger. How is anybody going to want to come here? They could go to Vail. They could go to Aspen. They could go to another ski resort and get better 24-hour quality service than they can here currently. That's why I'm running. Anyway, back to that. We're going to continue with what was in the paper with the elections. Now, question 2 said, would you encourage a merger of Sun Valley and Ketchum's emergency services if it saved money? Why or why not? We'll start with Bob Youngman. He put no, since cost is only one part of the analysis. Value service per unit cost is a superior evaluation approach and should be the focus here. Expectations are appropriately high in Sun Valley, and we must ensure that our residents have the highest quality service. Milt Adam put, Sun Valley residents have spoken and they are not interested in emergency services. They have great pride in their fire and police departments any money saved would be spent elsewhere. That is what politicians do. Nils Ribby, who's running for re-election, said, short term we should focus, wrong answer. Saving money is only half the equation for our taxpayers. A merger would also need to maintain or improve the level of service to Sun Valley citizens. We can save money and improve the level of services by encouraging continued cooperation between departments through existing mutual aid agreements. And the other opponent, the architect, said, it is my understanding that the cost of merging emergency services would be more, not less expensive, and combining them could prove to be administratively confusing. The two cities have different constituencies and deserve to retain their own governance. The call-in number is 347-850-1572. There's 32 minutes left of the show. In the meantime, we're going to play another song. And let's see, where is that at? Okay, we're going to play a little Harmless. I forgot who sings it. It's Mulberry Lane. I think this song is from like 1999. So this is Harmless by Mulberry Lane here on My Turn to Speak on KSLP and Blog Talk Radio. And this is your host, DJ Stevie P. If you'd like to call in, 347-850-1572, and here is Harmless by Mulberry Lane.
Around
Okay, we're back, and it is currently 38 degrees here in Sun Valley, Idaho. The time is 1:01 a.m., which means it's 3:01 a.m. on the East Coast, 2:01 a.m. in the Central Time Zone, and 1:01 a.m. here in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. So, back to the candidate's questionnaire that was in the paper here. And if you want to receive a copy, I've only got a few available, but I'll be glad to send it to you, no charge to you. I will pay for it. It will have to happen after Friday, this coming Friday. But if you want a copy, you can just leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio and include your address and your name, of course, and I will send it to you. Now, we've got 27 minutes left of the show here. Now, question 3 and question 4 says, what's the most pressing short-term issue facing Sun Valley? How would you go about facing it? And what's the most pressing long-term issue facing Sun Valley? The reason I combine these together, I will tell you in just a minute. But we'll start with Bob Youngman, who's 53, who's the guy from Los Alamos, obviously a very smart guy, as all my opponents are. I'm not questioning their smartness. If you have a retired scientist, an architect, or two retired scientists and an architect, and then somebody that's been in government for over 10 years, then they're smart people. I'm not questioning that. But you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a scientist, period, to be smart. There's different levels of smart. Believe me, I learned street smarts attending 4 years of Andrew Jackson High School in Jacksonville, Florida, because it's an inner city school. And I had my locker broken into twice, but I was never beaten up, never got into a fight. So I credit that for having some sort of street smartness, okay? Plus, I lived on Dunn Avenue in Jacksonville for 9 years, which is not a nice area to live, but I would walk to and from work. I had no problems. I was almost robbed once, but that's another story for another time. I'll be glad to tell it at a later date. We don't have time now. Anyway, so Bob Youngman here in Sun Valley, the answer to question 3 is air access is critical to the livelihood of Sun Valley and is the most pressing issue facing the entire valley. We need to ensure that the new relocated airport is efficiently planned and built in the shortest reasonable time frame, consistent with a high-quality facility. And then 4, which this issue makes me sick. It really does. But protection of open space is critical to the desirable lifestyle in Sun Valley. Sun Valley needs to develop a strategic plan for protection of appropriate lands currently designed in the land use maps as open space, but are currently not zoned as such. Okay, so that was Bob Youngman, short-term, long-term. Short-term airport, long-term open space. Now, Milt Adam, who's 74, he says, Sun Valley has no pressing short-term or long-term issues. Sun Valley is a solvent and well-managed city with financing well beyond that of any comparable city in Idaho. Yeah. If you think that sounds as crazy as it does, give me a hell yeah. Okay. Nils Ribby. Short-term, we should focus on protecting the city at the urban-wildlife fire interface. We are surrounded on three sides by public lands that are a wildfire threat. The safety of the city can be significantly enhanced if we place a priority on seeking FEMA grants to migrate this hazard. Long term is a viable to keep Sun Valley fiscally sound. We will do this through careful financial management and support of a strong resort economy while maintaining our appropriate infrastructure and the level of essential city services our citizens and visitors expect. So that's Nils Ribbe. Dave Bravado, who's the architect, 68, his short-term needs for Sun Valley. The most pressing short-term issue facing Sun Valley is stimulating our destination resort economy by attracting more visitors to our ever-improving recreational environment. More and better marketing efforts, including promote a ski club rendezvous and family vacation packages, should be considered to entice new visitors to our valley. And his long-term, the most pressing long-term issue is to improve access to Sun Valley by resolving the airport issue and making the travel experience more accessible and enjoyable. I would like to take part in those discussions and provide whatever creative thinking I could contribute. Please. Okay, and to remind people of my answers, the short-term, this is what I said. To get people having a more enjoyable experience, I work alongside very professional front desk clerks and management here at Sun Valley, but we all get asked about what to do and the fact that it's a ghost town after 10 p.m. to give businesses credit for being open past 10 p.m. The airport is a long-term thing, and who will choose it? I strongly believe that Sun Valley should have two representatives on the airport advisory committee, one from Sun Valley and one from Sun Valley Company, as we have the most to lose from this issue. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We got 21 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, 347-850-1572. This is My Turn to Speak, and this is DJ Stevie P on KSLP Radio, also Blog Talk Radio, which is one and the same right now. But I've always wanted to have a radio station named after my initials. So there you go. That's why it's called KSLP, because those are my initials, SLP, not the K. Unless the key stands for kinky, which I have some people out there that could probably think that it would stand for kinky, right soul. Anyway, we're going to play another song, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. So this is a song by Kendall Payne. This was featured in the movie Never Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore. But this is actually a contemporary Christian song called Closer to Myself. So here is Kendall Payne with Closer to Myself here on My Turn to Speak. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Conscience burns.
Okay, that was Kendall Payne with Closer to Myself from the Never Been Kissed soundtrack. I think that was in 2000, starring Drew Barrymore. And I'd like to take this opportunity. We got 16 minutes left of the show, but I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the 10 people that are listening or either part of or currently listening to the show. If one of you would like to call in real quick, you can at 347-850-1572. This is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from 36 degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. And we are currently discussing the Sun Valley City Council election, as this election is what matters to me because I'm running. So you actually have a candidate who is having his own show, and this way I can get out my information, even though probably nobody from Sun Valley is listening, nobody that's a registered person. So if you know anybody that lives here, that works here, that's registered to vote here for mainly, tell them to make sure they get out and vote Tuesday morning. Now, the polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Time here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And it's going to be an interesting thing. So anyway, we have one question left that was in the paper that was asked of me and the other four candidates, and that was: should the city use public funds to support nonprofit organizations in the Wood River Valley, like the YMCA and Sun Valley Kitchen and Visitors Bureau? Okay, and we'll start with Bob Youngman, and he said no. For organizations like the YMCA, for entities like the Sun Valley Kitchen Visitors Bureau, the current contract for services model is acceptable. Long-term local taxing districts, e.g., local marketing districts that place the burden of support for such entities primarily upon those that benefit most from the activities should be evaluated. Milt Adams said the people's funds should only be used for what is in the best interest of Sun Valley residents. Okay, I'll give you my response to his thing in a minute. Nils Reby, who's running for re-election, says public funds should not be used to simply support nonprofit organizations. If the city had a specific identification need, it should only enter into a contract for services with a vendor that can provide the need service. For example, that would be the Chamber for the Sun Valley specific tourism marketing services. Okay. Dave Bravado says the city should analyze the request for funding from any nonprofit organization as certain the potential return of the investment to the city as well as the community in terms of promoting economic stimulation or public improvement. If it benefits the resort community, then it brings added value to our valley. Now, this is what I say. Now, all my other my opponents say no. I don't see how, as smart as they are, I don't see how they don't get this picture. I say yes. First, the chamber provides the advertisement and promotion for those looking for a vacation choice, which means it's getting out there and it's providing what's needed for people to come to Sun Valley. Okay? People come to Sun Valley, they spend their money. That's more money in revenue for the city. Okay? 95% of the money from Sun Valley comes from the resort and the guests from the resort. 4.5% come from other people in other towns around here coming to Sun Valley to support us for, like, concerts and the theater and or the opera house or whatever it is. And then 0.5% comes from the actual residents. That's it. 99.5% come from other sources, and 0.5% come from the actual citizens. Okay. Now, which in turn provides revenue to the city, which should then in turn provide funding for a safe place for our community's kids to go after school or on a cold winter day. If we do not protect our children, if we do not provide them a safe alternative to the streets, and yes, this is a small town and there's not really the streets. This is not like Florida, Jacksonville, for example, okay, where the streets were kind of mean. Believe me, I know. I, you know, went to an inner city high school. Like I said, I've seen the mean streets. And yes, the mean streets are not here. But you have to provide the services that are needed to protect our children and so that they have a safe place to go. And if that means spending money from the city to invest in our children so they want to stay here, then by all means, let's do that. I don't understand, especially Milt Adam, the 74-year-old. The People's Fund should only be used for what's in the best interest of Sun Valley residents. How is protecting our children and providing them a safe place to go not in the best interest for Sun Valley residents? Would somebody please explain that to me? Because that makes no sense to me how that cannot be a priority. All these guys that are running against me don't seem to understand that this needs to be a priority. They're dying off. 168, 174, the two are in their 50s. I'm in my 30s, okay? These guys, they're dying off, okay? That generation that came here in the 50s is dying off, okay? Either this is going to be a ghost town or this needs to be a high-class resort for people to come and enjoy themselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm the person that can make that done. Okay, thank you. Now, we got 9 minutes left. We're going to play two songs. We're going to play one now and then one to close out the show. And so this is Dido with Here With Me, which is also the opening theme for the show of Roswell, which was on the WB and UPN networks back in the late 90s. So here's Dido with Here With Me on My Turn to Speak.
Didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here.
Okay, we're back, and that was Here With Me by Dido, which is was the theme song for the television show Roswell, which was a pretty good cult show. Anyway, we got less than 4 minutes now left, so at this point I want to say goodbye, but I want to say one thing, and this is just commentary from me. I don't understand, this is my coverage of the national news. I do not understand why Obama is targeting Fox News. Don't he realize how stupid that is? Not only are they a news organization, but they're the best news organization out there. Thank you very much. CNBC or MSNBC is in the tank for Obama, and CNN is basically cable no news. So, and then ABC, CBS, and PBS are all also in the tank for Obama. So anybody that doesn't like the president, like I don't, your only choice is Fox News. So I hope that the war ends soon, but it's going to cost him. And this Tuesday, there's two elections besides mine, two important issues. One is in Virginia for the governor's race there, and the Republican has a lead. And the second one is in New Jersey, where the Republican and the Democrat are pretty much in a statistical dead heat. So that is that's my coverage of the national news. Now, I don't know when I'm going to be on again. This has been fun. I like doing this show. And I appreciate the 12 people that have listened this morning to either part or all of this show. You're listening. Now, I wish somebody had called in, but you know what? The fact that you're listening to the show is a great deal. It means a great deal to me, and I really do appreciate it. And I will be back for the second episode of My Turn to Speak, and that's going to be the name of my show from now on, My Turn to Speak. This is DJ CVP. Now, earlier I played a song, but the sound was too low on it, so I'm going to take us out with this song. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, I'm going to take us out with this song. It is the theme song to the Disney television show Sunny with a Chance. This is Demi Lovato with So Far So Great. Until next time, keep your feet in the ground, keep reaching for the stars, and remember, if you know anybody that lives in Sun Valley, to vote on Tuesday. And if you live in a place where you're registered to vote and you have an election coming up on Tuesday, take time out of your day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it takes, to go and exercise your right to vote. Our men and women have died to give us that right. Thank you, and please enjoy So Far So Great by Demi Lovato. Have a wonderful night, and welcome to November.